So in our studio are three people. One is the director of the Institute for Justice Clinic. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Beth Krieger, hi. Welcome to the show. What do you do, Beth?
I am the director of the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship.
That's exactly what it says to me here. And I thought, no, that can't be the name of that. What is it that you all do?
Well, we're a legal aid clinic at the University of Chicago Law School, and we are lawyers and boosters and legal advocates for low-income entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs. Well, that's the link, because we have a couple of entrepreneurs here, but I don't see the connection between law and entrepreneurship. What are you doing there?
Well, whenever someone starts a business, there's a lot of legal issues that are going to crop up. People have to figure out what the law says about their businesses, how to get licenses, and how to draft contracts and work with their staff and
how should I incorporate? Should I be an LLC? That sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yes. And what's that relationship going to be like with my co-founders? There are so many decisions that need to be made, and lawyers can really help entrepreneurs navigate through that process.
And then you all have an event where you try and find entrepreneurs in the area? Is it a competition? What is that all about?
Yes. So tomorrow night, we have our culminating event for Southside Pitch. It's a contest that's been going on since the summer to find the most exciting innovators who are coming up out of the south side of Chicago.
Specifically for that part of the city, huh?
Yes.
And how do you determine what the south side of the city is, and how do you connect with these people? How do you all find each other?
Well, we have kind of a simple-minded definition of the South Side. We just think it's south of the Loop.
Yeah.
Although I think individuals have a lot of different definitions of the South Side.
Yeah.
So we just get the word out for people to apply, and people apply from all over the South Side. They apply online initially.
What are we trying to do? Determine who has the best business idea?
Yes.
Kind of like Shark Tank here?
Yes, it is.
What do they win if they win?
Like a live Shark Tank. Tomorrow night, we'll have six finalists giving their best pitches to a panel of judges and an audience. The audience votes, too. And the winner gets $5,000.
Wow.
And a membership to the Polsky Exchange Incubator. And there are cash prizes for second and third place as well.
Two of those entrepreneurs and would-be winners, finalists, are in our studio with you. Sylvia Emwa is here. Hi, Sylvia. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
And Josh Williams is here, too. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Josh, what's your invention or idea?
So, this is a career change for me and my wife. We started eco-friendly on-demand service, quality car wash that comes to you, called Wash on Wheels. So it operates much like Uber. You just go to the app, date, time, and location, and we'll
right.
come to you and wash your car.
Wow. So I could be at work, and somebody would be, when I get off of work, my car would be clean.
Yep. If you would have talked to me before now, you know, we would have set it up, and you would have gone down to a clean car.
I take the L. I'd have you do the whole train. You wouldn't want to do that. Really? So then how do you price that out?
The price. What is the price? Well, exterior wash is $30, and exterior and interior is $35. And then they're add-ons if you have an excessive pet hair, or if you've been off-roading or something, it could be a little bit more.
How do I get into the vehicle? How do you get into my vehicle?
Well, that's the thing. If you want an interior wash, you would need to be on site. Maybe if you're at work, you could come down and unlock it. There are some people who have fancy cars, not me, who can unlock them remotely.
So you got a water tank and washers and stuff like that?
No, so if water is needed, like I said, if you've been off-road or something like that, we will ask if you have a water hookup, depending on your type of wash. But we actually offer a waterless car wash. So it's just a solvent we use, and we don't water is not required.
Does this kind of company exist in the area already?
Not in the area. So there is another that operates similar style in Chicago, but they only operate north of High Park. So,
and you would be where?
We would be everywhere, but
wow.
We want to bring this to the South Side.
You've got to get people. You've got to buy the solvents. I don't know if you need vehicles. I don't know how this works, but what's the capitalization cost for you guys?
Capitalization cost for us, how do we make money?
How do you even get the money to get going? Or is that something you put on your credit card?
So some of it has been funded by us. We don't have any investors at this point. And hopefully we can win with this pitch tomorrow night and be able to put some more capital into the business. But there's not a large upfront calls for us.
Yeah, I guess so. It's an idea. It's labor intensive.
But yes.
If somebody's willing to do it, and then you pay whoever it is. So yes, if I give you $35, somebody's going to get 20 of them or 15 of them, and you're going to get the balance.
So, yeah. So we are a startup. So that's the great thing about the IJ Institute. They take all businesses at all types, everywhere on the spectrum. So we were literally, this was a concept, an idea at the start of this, and we applied, and they liked it. So all the minutiae hasn't been worked out yet, but there will be a split between the contractors and ourselves. What that amount is right now, I can't say.
What's your plan, Sylvia? So what is your idea?
So my husband and I have a 100% plant-based laundry detergent, but it's not an ordinary plant-based detergent. Basically, I have children who have eczema. My husband has eczema, and we cloth diaper. We have 4 kids. So to some people, that's a lot of kids. But
to everybody, that's a lot of kids. Not to some people. I got news for you.
Definitely a lot of diapers.
But we needed something that was all in one because, you know, between my husband's eczema, the sweaty gym clothes, the cloth diapers, we were buying 5 and 6 different things. So we just wanted something that would bounce ammonia, take out poop, take out stains, take out sweat, but not harm the skin because there's some certain sensitivities that we all have.
So I'm going to throw my cloth diapers in my washing machine and I'm going to put in a detergent specifically for that load. That's what you're talking about, right?
That's what I was doing before.
And what are you going to do now that gets around that?
Put it in and everything can go in together.
Oh, okay.
And
but
it takes it out.
But your product is the detergent that's going to go in that load, right?
Yes.
And where did you get the idea for that? And why is plant-based the silver bullet on this?
So for us, the silver bullet was plant-based just because I found that that's probably the least irritating thing.
Do you have a background in chemical engineering or something?
I don't, but we hired a organic chemist. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I think a lot of us just go, oh, that's my lot in life. We don't say, oh, gee, I know, I'll hire an organic chemist to come up with a new detergent.
Well, I know what I don't know at this point in life. And I know I don't know how to put that together, but I do know somebody that knows somebody that can put it together for
me. So then is it come in a pod or is it a dry powder?
It doesn't. It's a liquid. We found liquid to be the most effective.
Yeah.
The pods are okay, but we just didn't like them because we found that sometimes that little film kind of sticks to the clothes.
Yeah, I think we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we did want something that would just, our formula only leaves water on the clothes.
So did you, like Josh, have a job prior to this? Do you have another job other than this?
I plead the Fifth Amendment. Yes, I still have a job.
Well, here's my question for both of you. I mean, so did you come at like, okay, so this is a solution to a problem you have.
Yes.
But I wonder for both of you, did you always think, I want to be an entrepreneur someday? Or did you just kind of fall into this? In your case, you sort of fell into this, huh?
Well, no, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. My father always told me, find a need and fill it. Find a need and fill it. This is part of my pitch. Beth heard me say this before. Find a need and fill it. But I've always had this thing to, you know, try to start a business or want to start a business. My husband and I both kind of have that thing. But when we had our last baby, I wasn't working at the time. And I just kind of got tired of the issues we were having.
Do you have a college degree?
I do.
And is it in marketing or business?
Absolutely
did it lend itself
not.
To that? What's your degree in, if I may?
Accounting.
Well, that'll help. What about you?
Communication. So, no, I'm an educator. I did not have a background in business. And for me, this was, and for us, I should say, my wife and I, this was just bred out of pure frustration and need. We're just tired of having a dirty car, and we're parents to 4 children. So you could imagine how the car can get. And we just, and just not having enough time to get everything done between work and
two. Well, the car's
activities.
The last thing that gets done. The
yeah.
car's the last thing. You know, that's it's funny because when my kids got out of the house, my car got cleaner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can imagine.
And I'm one of these people that I kind of enjoy washing my car. I haven't been doing it lately, though. Brenda pointed that out to me. But I think I'm probably an outlier. I think many people listening right now said, wait a minute, if I told you where I'm working, and I'll tell you where I'm parked, when I come out, my car will be clean, they will take you up on that.
I'm glad you said that. And any businesses out there, because right now our main model is business to business.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we
maybe I've got a fleet of cars.
Yep, a fleet. Fleet is how we're making our mark right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, do you think that's it? It's more that than an individual.
So that's all, I for now, yes. I do think it's, I know this is something that it can be for everyone. But as I said, we only started at the end of the summer. We're not launching the spring 2020. We already have 2 commitments from 2 organizations to come and do fleet for their employee appreciation.
Oh, that's a nice idea. You know, I'm just thinking, all right, so Channel 9, they got those news vans, and they've got cars, sedans, SUVs that the reporters are always running out all the time. They're probably just running it through a car wash once in a while.
Probably. So when I leave the studio, you can just direct me to which office I can go talk to whoever we need to set the account up with.
Yeah, no kidding. So you're both in that same space right now, right? Like, you're operational? Are you up and running?
We are launching in spring 2020.
Spring of 2020. And how about you?
We're operational, but we just started. We tested for a couple of years, and then we officially launched this past April.
I can buy your product right now?
Mm-hmm.
Online, I presume?
Yep.
What's the website for you?
Dinobi Detergent.
Spelled Dinobi.
Yes, Dinobi.
What does that mean?
It means precious. My husband is an Igbo. He is from Nigeria.
Nice. He's an Igbo?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that word means.
That is the tribe. That's one of the few tribes.
He is an Igbo. Is that a language then also?
That is a language,
and
yes.
And in Igbo, Dinobi means
precious.
Dinobi.
Yes.
Is someone going to say to you, that's a great backstory. It's a hard to understand name.
Mm-hmm.
How will you respond to that if somebody does at the pitch?
Basically the same. it just came out of a need to let everybody know your skin is precious. I don't think we pay enough attention to the stuff that we put on. I mean, we do the skin products, we do the vegan food or the vegetables all the time, but we don't think about some of the stuff we're putting on our skin and kind of putting in the water and whatnot. So yes, I think we should all start to treat our clothes and our things precious.
But I'm thinking about the name, and the more I think about it, I think, okay, what did Google mean to me before I learned mm-hmm. that word? Yahoo is a nonsense word, and now I know what that means. So mm-hmm. maybe if I say, gee, I don't know what that word is, mm-hmm. is if I have a need for your product, I'll learn that name in mm-hmm. a hurry, Dinobi,
mm-hmm.
.com, .net, .something?
Dinobi Detergent, .squarespace.com. We are working on our own
URL.
Yeah,
that can be expensive too, can't it? When you need to acquire mm-hmm. web names and things like mm-hmm. that. Beth, what are you hearing in this conversation that we're having?
Well, I think you called out one of the themes that I keep hearing, which is that entrepreneurs are extraordinary people who don't just accept the way things are and the frustrations that they're living with, but they see problems as opportunities.
Yeah.
They figure out a way to make a change that can solve their own problems, but also, you know, make life better for a whole group of new customers. So
yeah,
they're creative and brave in that way.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so well put, and you're right. If this hits for you, great. But if this hits for you, great for us too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
My car problems are solved. My eczema problem is solved. I mean, I don't know if that drives you as well.
Mm-hmm. No,
but
definitely.
Your client
Absolutely.
Base would be as appreciative as you. Okay, so let's wrap this conversation up with Beth Krieger. She's the director of the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship, the IJ Clinic. If you go to ijclinic.org, you'll find out more about your organization, right, Beth?
Absolutely.
And this event where they're giving pitches on the South Side is cleverly called Southside Pitch. Go to southsidepitch.com, right?
Correct.
To find out more. Okay, and then Sylvia and Josh, you are two of the final six entrepreneurs. I hope you both win. Somebody's going to win the $5,000. There are second and third prizes as well. But if you want to find out more about this event, southsidepitch.com. If you want to help the clinic out, helping people with legal issues that are these young entrepreneurs, ijclinic.org. Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
In touch, both of you.
Thank
and as
you.
Your products go live, as they come online, if I can buy the detergent, if I can get my car washed, I'll be happy to promote it on the radio.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Will do.
And
appreciate
then our salespeople will call you.
Okay. All right.
And we'll make you a sponsor, just like Next Door and Window.
Yay.
But good luck to you guys. Have a great time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WGN.